The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour, where we're taking orders in just about 59 minutes when the Power Mall opens. For all Strauss Naturals products, including the cinnamon-flavored heart drops, Strauss is now going to be drop shipping all Power Mall orders. So you can sign up for auto ship as well. And if you need to cancel, all you got to do is give us a call or email us, and we'll do that for you. And of course, you can choose how often to receive your delivery. Canceling as simple as emailing or calling. And, of course, check out the daily deal when you go to the Power Mall. And if you want to order James McCanny's water filters and don't have the internet, we can take your order by phone at 877-817-9829 when we open up in just 59 minutes here Central Time. Yep. And, of course, you can request a Power Mall catalog, too, if you don't have internet. That's number again is 877-817-9829. Scott Hughes will be with us a little bit later on in the show, hopefully. We'll be talking to him. That's USMC Major Scott Hughes. He's riding his hog across America to save the brave once again. Anyway, there you have it. And we've got his complete itinerary. We'll be talking to him about that for a little bit. Now we move on to today's top five. Okay, yeah, I had a little drum roll there. There's a good chance the month of July will see the highest global temperatures for 120,000 years. The world's experiencing the hottest week ever recorded, and more is forecast to come. Oh, it gets better. Yeah, say, Krieger, what are you talking about? Oh, no, we had a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit Alaska coast as they've issued a tsunami warning. This happened early yesterday. The tsunami warning was later withdrawn, but it shook the living bejesus out of everything. This is off the Alaska Peninsula, Cold Bay, as a matter of fact. Not only that, but outside Ardmore, Oklahoma, the United States Geological Survey recorded a 3.1 magnitude earthquake. And in Lake Elsinore, California, a 3.2 magnitude earthquake. Now, I know all of you biblical truth seekers out there are going, oh, it's a sign of the times. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. All right. Just remember that. Not quite as bad yet as it's going to get. All right. So we're not there yet. It's just a little grumble. The earth is grumbling. Yes, probably because it's upset with all the woke stuff going on. House conservatives are bundling the nation's defense budget with culture war amendments they say are needed to reverse the Biden administration's woke policies of the military through radical race theories, which are instituted in diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. That's a DEI for those of you that don't understand the acronym. They're adopting amendments to ban transgender procedures in the military and repeal the abortion travel policy. So if somebody gets pregnant in the military and they don't, you know, they want to travel to a state that allows abortions, well, the military is not going to pay for it. That's according to what the House has just adopted. Now, it still has to go to the Senate, and half of those people out there are rhinos and woke, so we'll see where it goes. So don't get alarmed. I never get upset, you know, because the thing is until it becomes law, it's them just spewing. Okay, so don't take that to heart. The Biden administration has announced a $39 billion, see, here's how they're going to do it, student loan forgiveness plan for 804,000 borrowers as part of fixes and administrative failures that had held up relief for borrowers under their income-driven repayment plans. So here's the thing. We have, at last check, borrowers who are over 60 years of age are carrying $66 billion in student loan debt. How many of those 804,000 borrowers I just mentioned are part of the fixes and administrative failures? I guarantee you there aren't that many. Most of these people are libtards and they want to help them out so that they vote for Biden in the next election. That's what this is all about. Doesn't seem that way to you? I mean, why are they giving away all the freebies at the expense of the taxpayers? Now, like the libtards say, is that fair? They use that word fair a lot. Yeah. Is it fair? Is it equitable? Yeah. No, it's not. I paid off my student loan debt. Why can't they pay theirs off? Nobody held a gun to their head and told them they had to sign a student loan. You wanted to go to college? You got brainwashed into going to college and getting an education for what? Art history? Forestry? I mean, seriously, didn't you research what was actually going to be necessary in your future before you decided to take up a degree in Indian culture and pottery? I mean, seriously, what were you thinking? Oh, it just seems like the woke thing to do. Yeah. You're going to be part of the starving artist campaign out there? Have to go from art show to art show, selling your wares for piddly amounts of money because you're not a recognized Da Vinci? See, this is the problem. These people get these ideas in their head. And there's no real plan behind them. They don't have a plan B. What to do when I get out of college and all of a sudden I find out that my elected plan of survival doesn't work anymore. By the way, we're getting some information in from the New York Post saying that another train has derailed in Pennsylvania, and there is a toxic spill involved. We'll try to keep you updated on that. Yep, if you paid your student loan off or you're making your student loan payments, and this whole thing is a slap in the face because you know that what's going to end up happening, because banks aren't going to pay this. Because, see, the banks guaranteed a lot of these student loans, and they loaned you the money based on the fact that the government was going to guarantee them, right? So when the government guarantees them, that means that the banks are not taking the big hit here. You are, as the taxpayer, so that Biden can get 804,000 more people voting for him in the next election. Makes sense, doesn't it? The only, I guess I should have put this under good news, but story number four in our top five today is FBI funding. This House is voting to slash $1 billion in funding for the FBI because of the way they've been behaving. So here's the funny. The funding would drop from $11.3 billion to $10.3 billion under the bill. Ooh. Yeah, like that hurt. It's a slap on the wrist. Cut half their funding. Why don't you cover about $6 billion off of that? That'll send a message real quick. And then Ray will get in front of Congress. Well, how do you expect us to operate on that? Like everybody else does, it's on a budget, sir. You liar and you moron. This is a problem we have. You know, we trusted these people, fidelity, bravery, integrity, right? Ephraim Zembelis Jr. parading around on TV because we do the right thing. No, they don't. How many times have they abused the FISA court? That's just the start. Can't trust them. They're liars, all of them. Pathological, habitual liars, every single one of them. Two IRS whistleblowers are going to be testifying before the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability this week. on matters relating to the Biden family's alleged financial dealings, the politicization and misconduct within federal agencies with regard to investigations into Hunter. Gary Shapley is one of those witnesses. The other is known as Whistleblower X. He's a criminal investigator with the IRS. That would be CID, Criminal Investigation Division, for those of you who don't know what CID stands for. They're part of the IRS's criminal task force when they look at intent. This is income tax evasion. That's what intent. You intended to evade taxes. See, Justice Learned Hand of the Supreme Court said there's nothing wrong with avoiding taxes. But if you know you owe and you evade, you see, this is the problem that everybody has, is they know that and they think that maybe we really shouldn't be paying taxes. The 16th Amendment of the Constitution really guarantee that we have to pay taxes. Is that what that means? Is Social Security being in that? Is it mandatory? Last time I checked, it was voluntary. But people just thought that, oh, well, we need to sign up for this program because later in life, you'll get a payment every month from your government. See how they get you dependent? And the government says, oh, well, we have to do everything we can to protect you, so take the jab. It's the clot shot, the kill shot. Take it. Take it. Yeah. You'll feel better. Yeah, sure you will. Be lucky if you don't die of cancer in the next 4 years. Yeah, that's our top five. Now, of course, in world news, 11 minutes after the hour. See, we got through that pretty quick, didn't we? Yellen again. Yep. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said yesterday, redoubling financial backing for Ukraine and its war with Russia is the single best way to aid the global economy. Notice what she's saying, the global economy, not ours. She added, boosting emerging economies and tackling debt distress also have their role to play alongside sending billions in taxpayer dollars to Kyiv. That would be Zelensky. This is hogwash. They want to promote war. Let them pay for it. Because I guarantee if they had to take that out of their own pocket to pay for it, we wouldn't be in Ukraine right now. No, but because they spend our tax dollars like drunken sailors in a strip club, then it's okay. Right? No. I say no. No. The World Health Organization is laying the foundation to take control over all aspects of everybody's lives across the world under the auspice of biosecurity. Door to Freedom is being set up as a one-stop shop where everybody can learn what the plan is and what we can do to stop it. Door to Freedom hopes to align freedom organizations around the world to act in concert to get the world or the word out more widely. The global cabal that's trying to seize control over the world have access to loads of capital, but they're also using our tax dollars. So why aren't we complaining? The U.S. government has spent about $5 trillion on the pandemic response. Why? Much of that money went to bribe the media, hospitals, influencers, churches, medical groups, and other social organizations to push the current narrative. Current laws give immunity to a lot of bad actors, including the Federal Reserve, the Bank of International Settlements, everybody who works for the WHO and the UN, federal government employees, as well as many private organizations. Vaccines and their manufacturers are also indemnified. It's amazing how before they do this, they roll it out, but they first indemnify themselves so you can't come after them. Amazing how that works, huh? So do we need to pass new laws that eliminate all these indemnifications so we retroactively take them all to court for the crimes they committed? Why not? You think the rhinos in Congress will do that? Probably not. Scream all you want. I think that when they get there, they love the power. And they realize, well, it's not just me that's there. I have 434 other morons in the House and 100 other morons in the Senate I got to deal with. Huh. And that's why there's mass confusion. And the more part of them knew not why they were come together, as it says in the book of Acts. I think half these people are just on power trips up there, don't you? MEP from the EU, that would be one of the prime ministers there, the European Union, Christine Anderson, has issued a stark warning to the World Health Organization. We will bring you down. She's a German MEP. That's one of these officials up there. Made the comments during the Citizens Initiative Conference in Brussels. It is you who, that is the small fringe minority. She continued, you are the ones who do not have the right to dictate to the people what they want and what they don't want. So take it from me, take it from the millions and millions of people around the world. We will bring you down. We will not tire until we have done just that. So brace yourselves. We're here and the fight is on. So let's have the fight. Oh, you'll get one. Let's keep an eye on Christine Anderson to see whether or not she all of a sudden drops dead. Huh? Remember what they did to the guy that released the YouTube video about graphene oxide? German police came there and assaulted him chemically, and the guy's dead because he went viral with graphene oxide in a video and explaining how it got there, right? China's economy is facing its biggest challenge in decades. Authorities are running out of tools in their toolbox to address the issues, according to the experts. Country's latest macroeconomic data point to an economy is on the verge of deflation. Consumer price index in June was down by 0.2% in May. Oh, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. That's a big challenge, 0.2%. Not really. The bigger problem China has is they have eliminated so much of the birthing population. They now have a population shortage problem. That's a bigger problem for China because, see, when you're killing off all these people with COVID and all these other diseases you manufactured in a lab, or in the alternative, you are imprisoning all those people that have religious beliefs you don't agree with, you get what you get. People, I mean, they're so depressed. What makes people think they're going to go out and have a kid? Bringing a kid into the world, those people who figured it out are like, oh, I'm not bringing any children in. And all of a sudden, China's going like, look, we're going to give you an incentive to have babies. We need more babies. See, a long time ago, if you remember, maybe it wasn't that long ago, but China was like trying to get rid of people, saying you can only have, you know, what was it, one child per family? And so people were in secret, you know, adopting their kids out. The things got nutty. Now it's the other way around. See, they went overboard with their little control mechanism, and it's backfiring. The same is happening in the United States and all around the world. Because people are realizing this is why they want abortions. Because, see, they programmed it into all these woke people's brains to go out and have abortions so we could control the population. I'll get to that in a minute because Chlamydia Harris opened her big mouth the other day and said something that merits paying a little attention to. Russia has notified the UN, Turkey, and Ukraine it's not going to renew a crucial grain deal that allowed Ukraine to export grain through the Black Sea. Dmitry Peskov, Kremlin spokesperson, said the agreements reached a de facto end on Monday, but it said it would return to the agreement if its conditions were met. Huh, wonder what those are. The bigger problem is that Putin has also said, we too have cluster bombs, comrade. You bring them here from U.S. We use cluster bombs, too. So they're going to turn Ukraine into a parking lot. Just Stop Oil protesters have spilled into London streets to disrupt traffic. Yeah, I was just having a conversation with our board op, Todd, here. And he said two of the protesters apparently glued their hands, with epoxy and whatever other super glue, you know. Oh, we are super glue. Yeah, they glued themselves to the pavement. And so what apparently the cops and the emergency responders did was they cut that little chunk of the pavement out and left the two people with their hands attached to that chunk of pavement left to fend for themselves. Said, no, you're going to get out of the road or you're going to get run over. And now you've got the two of you got your hands stuck together on this piece of pavement. And you're stuck. So guess what's going to dissolve the pavement? what you're going to have to apply to get your hands off that pavement, because the two of you are now forever conjoined together with a piece of pavement until you pour acid on your hands and it eats away at what's connecting the glue to the pavement. You might even have to have your hands amputated. Just remember the toxic chemicals in that, whether it's concrete or asphalt or whatever the case may be, that has toxic chemicals in it, and it's going to seep through. You might have to have your hands amputated. Hope you're happy with yourselves, morons. Just stop oil. You see how they brainwash these kids to do stupid stuff? Yeah, like eat Tide Pods. The TikTok challenge. Here, let's burk ourselves with a cord. Hang yourself in your closet until you pass out. Stupid stuff. Yeah, chatbot GPT. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you depressed? Why don't you kill yourself? Here's a list of ways you can do that. Yeah, you rely on junk like this. See, these woke people out there, it's not going to stop. They want to reduce the population so much so, Chlamydia Harris, she's got this speech going on, and she's sitting there being asked questions about what we need to do to fix things. And the little buffoon gets up there. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. She's at Baltimore's Coppin State University, and all of a sudden she gets this big, rapturous applause. Harris did not correct herself on stage. A White House transcript of the speech struck out the word population and replaced it with pollution. Reduce pollution. But she said reduce population. Was it a Freudian slip? Or was that her actual intent? Remember, she, I don't know, between her and her counterpart that likes to nibble on the shoulders of European babies, what a deviant. Can you imagine that, having the president of the United States go and nibble on your kid's shoulder? It's like, what does he want to do next? Feel your kid up? Jeez. Ooh, let me nibble on your shoulder. Ooh, this would make some really nice blood injections. Yeah. To these people. And then Harris, the buffoon, goes out. And of course, she was revealing the Biden administration made $20 billion available for community-based climate projects, with $12 billion of that earmarked for historically disadvantaged areas, part of D.C.'s efforts to have greenhouse gases cut in half by 2030 and reach net zero by 2050. Good luck with that. That's not going to happen. But the idea that this moron buffoon could get up there, Chlamydia Harris, who's a disease in her own right, and say the word population, she just, like, her brain just, like, disconnects. And she is, if he dies in office, she is the one going to take, oh, my God. For those of you in Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, and Vermont that think that you're going to be able to relocate to Florida, guess what? Certain driver's licenses are no longer valid, and those are the ones issued in those states. You're going to have to go out and get a Florida license, because if you have a license from Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, and Vermont, they're no longer valid in that state. Carrie Lake's legal team, including lawyer Alan Dershowitz, must pay $122,200 in sanctions. Dershowitz has to pay 10% of that, or $12,000. Yep. After a federal court in Arizona found the former Republican gubernatorial candidate's lawsuit contesting voting methods was frivolous. Anything to shut them up. So how about throwing a money penalty at them? That works. They're going to appeal it. Don't worry. A new amendment to critical national defense legislation would require the Biden administration to investigate how American technologies wound up in a Chinese spy balloon and how to prevent it from happening again. Oh, I can tell you how a lot of those, that technology. Let's ask Billy Boy.
Monica, back in the closet.
Yeah, let's ask Billy Boy how all our Chinese tech, all our technology from the U.S. went to China. Let's ask him. I think he's got a pretty good handle on that. You want to talk about who owns who? American technologies ended up in that Chinese spy balloon. Yeah, that's why they don't want to investigate it. That's why they're trying to keep it hush hush. They don't want you to know. They want you to be uninformed, because then you can't complain. Can't complain about what you don't know. And Biden, by the way, is out bragging again, saying that he and his team have finished the second quarter raising more than $72 million in campaign contributions, meaning they have a total of $77 million total cash on hand, according to the campaign. He outraised the rival Republican campaigns of Trump and DeSantis more than $30 million each. Well, boo frickety who. Here's the thing, folks. Doesn't matter how much money they throw at you on television and how much they continue to divide the country. What's going to happen is, do you want to live another 4 years with the same garbage that's going on now, or do you want to erase that and correct it and move forward? Trump, of course, is saying that the mistake I made, oh, he's walking one thing back. He appointed the wrong cabinet members. He put his faith in the wrong people. Hell, dude, seriously, you are going to have to do a hell of a lot more and clean the swamp. I mean, seriously, I mean, executive fiat. Hey, these are all your agencies under the executive branch of government. You had the power to change when you were president the first time. Why didn't you do that? Were you too busy patting yourself on the shoulder? Dig me. Look what I did. Yeah. Sound like Eminem in a rap song. Yeah. Hunter Biden's lawyers have issued a cease and desist to Donald Trump, by the way, to his legal team, demanding he not post about Mr. Biden anymore for fear of physical and violent action on the part of Mr. Trump's followers against Mr. Biden or his family. Oh, should we cry? In a historic move, a January 6th prisoner has taken his challenge to the infamous obstruction charge levied against him and hundreds of other J6 prisoners and defendants all the way to the Supreme Court. Why is that? Because the obstruction charge has some legal language in it that doesn't quite make sense. The DeSantis campaign, after 2 months on the campaign trail, have shed about a dozen staffers off of their campaign. Yep, they got fired. Gateway Pundit is reporting on DeSantis' appearance on the Maria Bartiromo, she's CFR. On Sunday Morning Futures, Maria pressed the governor on the rumblings of a failure to launch. I don't know, failure to launch? Why don't you just ask Matthew McConaughey? He was in the movie. Oh, wow. Yeah, we'll get on to Second Amendment stuff after we come back from the break and talk about our economy and all the other gobbledygook that's going on here in the world today. Thanks for joining us for this segment. We'll be back with news and maybe a phone call or two after this. Stay with us for these important messages.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Power Mall opens up, by the way, in 28 minutes. So, therefore, you can call and order your Strauss drops, where everything that they have in stock and Strauss line is now available drop ship. And I just took my Strauss drops. Federal judge has ruled Oregon's voter-approved gun control measure one of the toughest in the nation. Gun control measure. Folks, he has ruled, this is, or she, Karen Immergut.
Could it be Immergut?
Yeah, she, U.S. District Judge. You see, they make mistakes, folks. That's why it's probably going to get appealed all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States, because she ruled that banning large capacity magazines and requiring a permit to purchase a gun falls in line with the nation's history and tradition of regulating uniquely dangerous features of weapons and firearms to protect public safety. She ruled that it's constitutional, their gun control measure. What do you think? I can tell you. She's a libtard. Joe in Arkansas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. I've got a suggestion for former President Trump. I'm sure he's listening to you right now.
Maybe.
One of the things that helped him get elected the first time was that he put out a list of Supreme Court candidates that he would consider for appointment. And I think he should do the same with Secretary of State and Attorney General. I think his biggest mistake was to appoint two completely useless attorney generals, Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr. So if he would put out a list of candidates that he would consider for Secretary of State and Attorney General, and if he would put out a list of people that, you know, good patriotic people that the voters would approve of. I think that would help him a lot to get elected again this time.
Maybe. I mean, he's already registering, what, 79% in the polls as far as the people who support him, of everybody that's an available voter. This is the polls, of course. They're going to say what they want to say. And, of course, we're going to get we can think past all that, Joe. But maybe, I mean, that's a good idea. I think he ought to be naming everybody. If he's smart, he would already vet all the people that he wants in his cabinet and put it all out there and be totally transparent. That's, you know, my thought process. But again, my thought process and Trump's and yours, of course, our thought process is different from his. So it remains to be seen.
Another thing, I think what would really help him is if he would promise that if he's elected, he will pardon Stuart Rhodes and appoint him Attorney General.
Oh, Oath Keepers. Wow.
I think that would be a good one for him to do.
There you go. Wow. I appreciate that, Joe. Thanks for the suggestion. Stuart Rhodes. Wow. Yeah, that, you know, I would love it if he would just pardon all the J6 protesters that have been held there and just say, you let him out of the gulag now. I would love it if by executive order, he would shut down that DC gulag completely and just fire everybody. But, you know, it's kind of hard for a president to rule by edict, see, and that, as much as we would like to see the destruction of this current administration, you know, we're not talking about disassembling the United States government. We're talking because governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. We'll get some more insight into that this Thursday on a broadcast because Trump's former ICE director, Tom Homan, I'll guarantee you if Trump gets elected again, Tom Homan will be right back in that post as ICE director. In fact, maybe even more. Maybe he'll become Secretary of Defense. You just don't know. I think Tom Homan's got a lot on the ball, and we're going to be talking to him on Thursday in our broadcast here. Trump's former ICE director, folks. Yep. What, you think we're stepping up in the world? No. We tried hard to get some of these people on the radio so you can hear what their thoughts are, and I'm going to be grilling them on every little thing. I want to know what he knows. He knows a lot of stuff that's going on in the back channels. And we need to talk to him and find out what that is, don't you think? We need to find out how much danger we're in. In the economic sector, Twitter owner Elon Musk said over the weekend, the social media platform he bought for $44 billion last October has lost roughly half of its advertising revenue. Negative cash flow due to a negative 50% drop in advertising revenue plus heavy debt load. Well, Mr. Musk, it looks like you got lots of write-offs this year, don't you? Well, you got all this money. You got all this chutzpah. Yeah, you got all that. You can handle it. Meanwhile, his rival Zuckerberg, with its Twitter clone, Threads, massive drop in engagement after the launch surge. Why is that? Everybody has figured out that their Instagram accounts are being messed with in order to get on Threads, and they don't want to ruin their Instagram account. Analysts have published data showing a 25% drop-off in daily users and a 50% drop in the time spent on Facebook's latest platform. Musk has been quick to use his own Twitter platform to point out Zuckerberg's Twitter clone appears to be faltering. Well, of course they're going to tit for tat each other. But see, when people realize, when they get on Threads and everything else, that all that information, what do people do on Twitter? They tweet. And when they tweet, what do? They get mad and they show their true feelings. And all of those true feelings are being monitored by the United States government. And Threads is no different. So if you want everybody to know what you're thinking, get on there and bitch about and put it all over Threads so the government knows, because Zuckerberg's already admitted he's sharing this information with the feds. Not only, hey, let's talk about the medical situation. Oh, all your medical records, you think they're safe? Don't go discussing, I got bunions. That'll end up, the government will find out about it, among other things. You know, this is one thing, you cannot discuss stuff on social media anymore, folks. They are using that to come after you. I don't have internet, Krieger. What are you talking about? Well, that's a good idea. If some of us weren't so dependent on internet, because see, businesses do have to survive, we'd be out of here too. You know, if there were a way that we could figure out how not to use internet, we might not be doing video, it might all be audio. But see, audio really is all you need. We'll figure it out. Don't worry. Mega retailer Target hasn't recovered from consumer boycotts. This following the company's promotion of Pride merchandise. Share prices and market cap declined significantly, along with financial and popularity metrics. And so what happened? Well, all the soothsayers out there in the marketplace that investors are relying upon have downgraded Target stock so much so that investors are cashing out and getting out of Target stock while they can. Go woke, go broke. Alan Dershowitz, you know, the guy we just talked about that's being sanctioned for a little over 12 grand for helping Carrie Lake's legal team attack Katie Hobbs, the governor of Arizona, and her team for all of this election fraud. Well, he was on Newsmax TV's The Record on Friday, in case you missed it. And he said the bad behavior of universities is a large driver of student loan debt, and even said his own institution, Harvard, has engaged in the same behavior and is like a mega corporation, and the tuition reflects it. He was talking to host Greta Van Susteren, said that she finds universities sometimes reprehensible. Dershowitz, of course, said, oh, they are. Well, if you know that, why do you want to go to Harvard? Back to Khan, Harvard, yeah. Why do they want to go to Yale? Why do they want to go anywhere? Why do they want to go to these libtard universities? These places need to be shut down. They're not doing you any good. Oh, but hey, the woke people are going to be sending their kids there and racking up a bunch of student loan debt. Because, oh, don't worry, the government will bail us out. Oh, these people are so misguided. They're going to have their day of reckoning, folks. Don't worry. And of course, Fox is facing more bad news. They are laying off more people. Corporate leadership is becoming frantic. See them letting Tucker Carlson go from their lineup? Go woke, go broke. Yep. On Friday, there was a report the remaining staffers who had worked with Tucker Carlson were going to be frog marched out the door, seemingly treating the employees badly who had done so much for the network with Carlson, with 8 HR waiting outside the show when they finished on Friday to walk them out. One producer reportedly called it degrading. Frog marched. Ribbit, ribbit. Sorry about that, chief. Wrong shoe. Yep. Now you know what it feels like to have the shoe on the other foot. Oh, it's so much for democracy, huh? See where it gets you? Huh. They think the networks are all that, plus a bag of chips, right? Now, let's talk about food storage. You better start storing it up. Global food supplies just keep getting even tighter. Global hunger has risen to extremely alarming levels. People on the other side of the world literally starving to death. Most of us in the Western world simply don't care about the millions deeply suffering because the mainstream media doesn't talk about it. The truth is, we're feeling the impact of the global food crisis, too. You go to the grocery store. Remember that small bag of potato chips you could buy on sale? Now that, you know, we call that ultra-processed foods for 99 cents, is now got a regular price of $5.99 stamped on it. Stuff's become way too expensive. They'll force you to stop eating all this processed food. Unfortunately, most people simply cannot comprehend what's taking place on a planetary scale, but we can. Our listeners are the smartest listeners on the planet. This is why we have Heaven's Harvest emergency storable food available at thepowermall.com and the BPA-free water bricks. Maybe we need to start investing in some of those too. They double as long-term food storage. They hold 3 gallons. That is quite a bit of rice and beans and grains and whatnot. So what they recommend is you rinse the brick out with warm water and let it air dry completely. When it's fully dry, get yourself some desiccant crystals. They come in a little packet. Fill them with grains, rice, beans, whatever have you, dry food. Follow the food storage guidelines using the oxygen packets. They're called desiccant packets. Tighten the lid, label the cap, what's stored in the brick, date sealed, how many pounds of food is in the brick, and the expiration date of the food stored, and you're on your way to success and survival. Solutions, that's what we're all about here. 45 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. Oh, that means the Power Mall is going to open up in 15 minutes. You can order that Heaven's Harvest emergency storable food. Folks, we need to start thinking about this. If we happen to go to CBDCs and they spring it on us, and it's not going to happen. A lot of people are thinking the rollout is going to be immediate. So all of a sudden the banks are going to go, oops, sorry, everything's digital now. Now, I don't know. These people, I think, are trying to scare us to see who reacts. All right, let's go back a little bit here. I always go back in history. I was just commenting to my lovely wife this morning about this today being the 42nd anniversary of the Hyatt Skywalk disaster in Kansas City, Missouri. You remember that? July 17th, 1981. I was there as a reporter. I saw some pretty ugly stuff. 114 dead, 188 injured, vertically compressed bodies. Yeah. I had to get rid of that garbage. All these people, these EMTs and stuff, had to cut people's legs off with a chainsaw. I mean, I know that's too graphic for the morning, Dave. But this is what happened. It affects a lot of people, including the news reporters that were covering it. So, you know, just understand, some of these things you just can't shake. It's like trusting your government. Some of those things, you can't shake that either. You know, especially if you know somebody that went out and got that jab because they trusted the government. And now all of a sudden they've been diagnosed with cancer. God, please pray for them. You know, their DNA is being messed with, Father. Miles in Maine, how are you, sir?
Oh, good morning, Dave. Yeah, I just wanted to comment a little bit because some of the stuff makes me cringe, like somebody wanting to appoint Stuart Rhodes a federal informant. I mean, what's with these people? Are they that far behind?
Miles, yeah. I don't know. Do they know the whole story? Do they know the whole truth? I mean, the truth, these people have to be vetted, don't you think?
Well, I do, but I know this. I know Rhodes, they had confronted him about it, and Rhodes had some very in-depth dealings with some of these people that ended up in federal custody, one being Sergeant Charles Dyer. I looked that up. That's pretty famous. And Rhodes played an intricate part in making sure he got no money and no support to defend himself. So he's a Judas goat, if you ask me. I like the idea on Trump. If Trump's going to be appointing people, we should see his entire list because Trump clearly doesn't know how to appoint people. And Trump should stick with the people he knows. He should appoint somebody like Judge Napolitano or even Mike Lindell, because these other people, every time he appoints somebody, they stick him right in the back. Read that as Gorsuch, and I'm trying to think of the woman's name from Notre Dame, Amy Coney Barrett. Yeah, and the other one he appointed as well, Gorsuch. So Trump doesn't have a good record, and he should make some type of list and let the people vet it out themselves and tell Trump where they think he's wrong on that, or otherwise he's going to have the same thing. We're going to have Sessions and Barr and get nothing done, and he'll have even if he has a Republican majority like he did his first half of his first term, he got nothing done. So I think it's a good idea to find out who he would appoint. But, yeah, Stuart Rhodes, I mean, give me a break. Any of these guys, Pence, any of these clowns. Trump needs to stick with people he knows that can do the job, that are loyal to him. And maybe that's what keeps Putin going, you know. Putin has surrounded himself with some good people that support him. So I think maybe Trump should take a little hint.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dave. Miles, I appreciate that. You know, I can imagine Mike Lindell as Secretary of Commerce. I really could.
Yeah.
I could see him in that role.
I mean, Trump knows enough talented people that care about him. Let's use them. Let's forget what the CFR tells them, who they tell them to appoint.
Sad. Listening to that
for the people.
I appreciate that, Miles. Thanks for your input this morning. That's why we have the phone lines open, folks. 844-769-2944. Darlene in Indiana, how's my farm girl this morning?
Pretty good. I just, I'm a little upset over this, and I usually try not to get into the animal thing. But BLM, just like the rest of the Biden administration, is running Mustang horses to their concentration camps by helicopter in 118-degree temperatures.
Oh, my.
And
you're talking about the Bureau of Land Management here.
That's right.
Black Lives
Matter.
Yes,
and remember what they did to the Bundy cows, you know?
Yep. I sure do.
And I just can't, you know. And, of course, where they're going is not any better because they're not going to feed them right. They're going to get strangles and all these other crazy diseases because that's diseases are nutritional deficiencies and toxicities. And it just kind of gets me. The other thing is I kind of like Mike Lindell as Secretary of Commerce. That sounds really good to me.
I thought it was novel. I mean, when Miles from Maine said Mike Lindell, I'm thinking, huh, Secretary of Commerce. Now, there's somebody that's got a business mind that would work. I mean, I love it. I thought it was a great idea. I'm glad you think so.
And the challenge of him having that position, he would just, I just can't imagine he wouldn't love it because it would expand his ability even mentally even more.
Ted, can you imagine him on TV promoting that? I'm the Secretary of Commerce. My pillow. I could just see that. I mean, look, you need to have a self-employed entrepreneur that gets it in the driver's seat. I get it. I mean, what a perfect combination. I mean, the guy's a Christian. I don't think he would stab Trump in the back. I think it'd be a good choice. That's what you should pick. Anyway, I appreciate your call.
I think he's already proven himself as not stabbing Trump into the back, you know?
Yeah, I think he has. All right. Thank you, Darlene. Have yourself a wonderful day today. Keith in Kansas, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Actually, Oklahoma, but anyway, I'll make this quick.
Wow. Todd's messing with me. Kansas, Oklahoma, you guys are neighbors, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I love Kansas. Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah. But I'm
home of beautiful women, that's what they say. Anyway. Now you'd be called a sexist, you know. But it said that right on the sign. It said Kansas, home of beautiful women. Debbie Burns, I mean, just got all that stuff on the sign when you drive in and you go, well, where's the beautiful women? All I see is cows in the pasture. Where's the beautiful women at? You know, so, I mean, folks, I'm just messing with you this morning. If you live in Kansas, don't take issue with that. I'm just messing with you. All right, Keith in Oklahoma, what's going on? You got Governor Kevin Smith to deal with?
We do have him. Yeah. every time I hear it, I have to weigh in on this. Every time I hear about, Trump, doing this, the guy has revealed himself over and over and over again as being part of the deep state system he claims to be against. I mean, it's just over and over. We got to get past this guy. I mean, every time I hear, well, he did this, that, and the other. No, he's part of the system. He is part of the game. He's in the game. You know, he's not changing anything, and he's not an idiot. He's not, appointing these people because he's stupid. He's appointing these people because he's part of the system. He revealed himself so many times, I'm ashamed to admit, I fell for it in the beginning, but he proved himself over and over and over to be a criminal, to be a liar, and to be part of the system. And I would just wish we could get past him. It just makes me cringe every time I hear that, he could be a solution. No, he's not. He's part of the problem. Anyway.
Well, Keith, no, and the anyway, I know it's all right. That's all right. The concern I have, and I'm glad you are bringing this up, because this is a conversation that everybody needs to be having. You got this guy out there that's got this much of the vote statistically. Let's just say, for example, that it's true. Not assuming that it is, but let's say that it was. You have people out there that are going, well, you know, I just like you, I don't believe in what this guy does. He's all part of the system. He's a politician. He's learned to become a politician. He pats himself on the back all the time, makes everybody believe that he is God and he's going to change everything. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, we get the music and the break. But the question we should be asking ourselves is, do we vote for the lesser of two evils? Or are we going to have four more years of this? That's the thing we should be having a conversation about. Thanks for your call, Keith. I appreciate it. You just opened that door, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling. We'll be back after these messages with more. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.